Shebs, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. We're in day 5 in our series on direction. You can go back and listen to all of our weekday meditations. They're broken into series, 5 days each, and there are so many helps that are there. I hope that when you're talking with a friend who's in need, that you would feel the confidence and the courage to share a weekday meditation with them, no matter what they're dealing with. There's something here for them. And in your own life, I would love to hear from you. Would you just shoot me a note? Just chuck@sugarhillchurch.com and let me know what you'd like me to change or improve on, or just a word of thanks or encouragement. It would be so much to us. So let me jump into a thought as we finish this. Direction, I believe, when we're in the right direction, is always about, are we on the right path? You know, before we had all the GPS systems like Waze and Apple Maps and Google Maps and everything else in our cars and in our phones, before we had all of that, you know, we had to count on, right before that, you could go onto something like MapQuest.com and you could print directions. And then before that, you actually had an honest-to-goodness paper map and you had to figure it out. I can remember as a kid that I was 15 years old when I drove from Lubbock, Texas back to Georgia for a football camp. Now, you look at it now, my dad would get thrown in jail for that, but I made that trek with a paper map. And I think about that, and I remember that in the scriptures, God is about remembrances. He calls us to remember great things. He tells us to build altars to remember when he dried up the Jordan. He calls us to build altars to remember the times we've struggled with him. But every time that God tells us to remember, God blesses. I mean, he remembered the people and the animals that were in Noah's ark, and he made the waters recede. He didn't take everybody out. When Rachel in the story tells us that there's no possible way that she could ever give birth, God remembered her cry and her prayer and her passion, and he made it possible for her to have a baby. He remembered that he had made a covenant, a new covenant, that he would forgive our sins, and he has, and he does. And I think when we look at that, we have to always remember that this is such a big deal. Remembering what God has done and remembering what God has promised to do is such a big deal. So what I'm about to share with you is a mystery that I think many of us forget, but it has super powerful meaning and real honest-to-goodness value in our present moment. Every time the Bible talks about remembering, it is expressing an act that causes an event from the past to have real power in our present. My friend, if you want direction in your life, remember the way of God. He orders the steps of good people. So before we meditate, I want to ask you to just draw in a couple of deep breaths with me. And this time draw it in through your nose and hold it. And then force that air out as if you were forcing all the anxiety and stress in your life out. Tell the Lord something you're grateful for right now. Tell the Lord what you need direction with in your life right now. Tell the Lord how wonderful He is right now. Tell the Lord someone that you know needs His touch in their life right now. You say, well, Chuck, you didn't give me time to give God all the details. I'll promise you, our Heavenly Father already knows all the details. So I'll mind the time, and you find a place of quietude and solitude and let God deliver into your life. Just marrow deep into your soul direction and clarity for your life. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. I trust it's been a blessing in your life, and you'll be able to share these not only with your family, but friends, as you know that they have problems and struggles. And I'll be back next week as we talk about another topic for weekday meditation. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck, and thank you for joining us. And be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them #weekdaymeditation. You can also subscribe to Weekday Meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Bye now.